did it start off?
So this all started in a place, it's actually a parking place.
Okay,
where
okay.
We were sitting in a car. I was actually looking for a lot of places around Bangalore. My first initial thought was to open a place in JP Nagar, since I am from JP Nagar.
Oh yeah, okay.
So, and I've always seen places come up in JP Nagar, and I thought probably, you know, open up a place in JP Nagar. And this was a thought 8 years ago.
Okay.
So from 8 years, and I'm very particular about a lot of things. Especially the location is something which I'm very particular about. I'm very picky. So I couldn't find a right place, right location for 8 years. And that's when I moved my business to Chikmagalur. I opened a resort. Like, I wanted to be in the hospitality. So that's
okay.
when I just went down to Chikmagalur, opened a resort there. I've been running the resort for 4 years. Then suddenly we were sitting in a parking lot and someone just called me that there's a place in Indiranagar. Do you want to see? And this was the second option they gave me.
Okay.
And my first thought was, I said no to this location. Reason being, I was totally against having a F&B place in a mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a first of a kind.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It was a, because it's a mall, because I always feel mall is good for a, like a food, like what do you call
the
it?
Fast
like
food.
Fast kind food kind of concept, but
food,
yeah.
Yeah.
So then I went to see the Indiranagar place, but someone else who was actually also my very close partner, like, she convinced me to take this place. She convinced me saying, this is not just any other mall. This is 1MG mall. Like, you know, it has its own premium cream client.
This is already a hub.
Yeah. Hub, yeah. Yeah. And also, but I didn't know this was the place which they were offering. I thought it was on the other side of the mall.
Mall. Okay.
Until I came here.
Okay.
Then I came here, and for me, once I came here, it hit me that my first ever brunch was in the same place.
Same place.
Hey, that's nostalgic.
Yeah. So that was like what, 2013, 12 or something?
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Okay.
Then, yeah, 8-9 years ago, this was the first place where I came for brunch. Then we decided, okay, why not, let's go for it. Then we decided to take the down space and this space. But after probably like 30 days or something, the mall guys are also were so convinced that the way we were showing the designs and everything, and Two Moons, the other restaurant, which was not there in the initial plan.
Okay.
The way we were working on this, they liked it and they said the previous restaurant which was there, we are going to vacate them. We'll give you that space, why don't you take that space also?
Okay.
So that's how Ming, Two Moons and Juliet,
Juliet happened. So initially it was only Juliet.
Okay.
Okay.
It was only the private club which we've made it as Ming's, and Juliet was supposed to be one space.
Okay.
Then they added on the other space which is Two Moons to us.
Okay.
So that's when we took over that place and we decided to make it into three different places. Three different designs, three different concepts, and three different cuisines also what we are concentrating on. All the reason being, people go to, for example, they go to one standalone restaurant.
Yeah.
They get bored. Like, how many times will they go back again and again and again? Now here, if they come, they get to pick three places.
Yeah.
And none of the places are similar. You see, like, Two Moons is more like a sit down. Juliet
yeah.
is more like a nightlife.
No,
then
yeah. Actually, last week when he came for the Halloween party,
we thought it's actually three different restaurants owned by three different people,
yeah.
and you all are collaborating to have one single
yeah.
party. But
yeah.
It was like we got bored here for a while. We went downstairs,
correct.
We chilled there, we came back again.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a wonderful project. How's that working out for you?
Working out wonders right now. I mean, of course, there's a lot of negativity. I mean, that happens in every industry.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, like, people want to, like, drag you down, all those things happen.
And I think this is just the kickstart you've
yeah.
got, right?
I mean, and also because I am not from the industry and I don't have any other brands
okay.
like behind me backing.
It's like it happens in this industry too.
It happens in every industry. not just this.
You do well, people try to pull you down.
They
so
pull you down. And more than everything else, it's the location also, because a lot of big brands, maybe, like, you know, they could have done it here.
Yeah.
And I don't have a brand backing me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
this is a new brand. And the location is like the prime in the city. So a lot of people, like, you know, a lot of people have tried to, you know, buy fake followers, like, spoil the Instagram algorithm. We've tried to unfollow everyone. Like, you know, we've tried to do all sorts of things. So it happens.
I think that's the biggest compliment you can get. Which is when
exactly. Yeah. When someone is trying. I mean, that's exactly what I tell
that's
everyone.
That's just a signal God saying you that you're doing good. Just keep moving.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't mind talking about it. I know, I mean, if someone listens to it, they might think, who does he think he is? Like, he's just new in the industry. I mean, it's happened to me.
Everyone is new in their industry.
Yeah.
So, one thing which I think he and I have faced over is when there's new faces into the market, people think, no, it's closed, but what's he doing here and how's he, you know, getting into the market and being successful?
Correct.
So, I think that's when people react that way. And how have you coped up with that?
See, so far I would let the brand talk for itself.
Yeah.
There's no, I can't sit and answer everyone. One thing I've realized is I can go up to a certain level where I can just try to convince them. And now I've lost it in myself that I don't want to convince anyone. Let it go as it goes. Like, I know this is going to be big.
Yeah, sure. And
it's if they're already trying to do all these things to me in the beginning, that means
it's intimidating.
It's intimidating for them.
And one story which you have to tell us is why the Roman architecture theme and why Juliet, basically.
So again, the entire story behind naming it Juliet was we actually stumbled upon a picture on Pinterest which had two males falling in love. There's an actual statue in Europe where there are two males falling in love, which is the exact statue of what we have. The only difference is we have a male and a female.
Okay,
so we've copied it. I don't mind saying that. We've taken that picture So been inspired by that and then got an artist from Kolkata. He stayed back in Bangalore for 6 months.
Wait, this is customized?
Yeah, of course. I still remember the date I gave him. The first advance was January 19th and when he delivered was around June 26th or something.
It
took us so long for the Romeo Juliet statue and those two statues. Yeah, so for the four statues. So we saw the picture, we gave him the picture, he tried to make the exact replica of it, but we wanted a female and a male rather than a male and a male. That's the original one.
Okay.
And then, like the statue as you see, they're falling in love.
Yeah, they're literally falling.
Yeah, and when you say love, what more than like Romeo and Juliet, that's the first thing like everyone remembers when it comes to love.
Yeah.
And also Juliet being, I mean I could have named it Romeo also, but the reason Juliet being, even a 5-year-old kid knows Juliet.
Yeah.
So the recall factor of the name for the customer also, it's going to be easy. It's going to be like Juliet. Oh, like even if a kid says Juliet and like the parents are like, oh, there's a restaurant called Juliet, let's go there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for them to remember the name, it's very easy. So that was the idea behind Juliet.
And yes, the main thing, the main agenda we want to know about is what does Juliet offer on plate?
Okay.
Literally on plate and metaphorically to make it more interesting than the other pubs which are already existing.
So what Juliet offers, that's a very good question. First thing is the extraordinary view of this Bangalore city.
So, love it.
Which you can see from here. The entire Alsur Lake view and the entire view, that's the first thing. But I wouldn't want anyone to come to this restaurant because
that's
there's a view.
Yeah.
Because that way, if you see, there are a lot of restaurants with a good view.
Yeah.
So it's not just the view which I want people to come here. I want them to come and enjoy the heart and soul we've poured into the property for one and a half years. We've worked here, sitting down, irrespective of I'm the owner or not, sitting down on every single meeting and what we've done to this place. On selecting on each the fabric to tables to the entire architecture to everything. The second thing is the food, of course. The food, the product has to talk for itself.
Yeah.
We've got a very good bar team. The cocktails, what we want to drive it as a cocktail rooftop bar also. And also the food driven space. The product has to talk for itself. But for any consumer to come to a place first, it's always, nowadays everyone is stuck to Instagram.
Yeah.
It's not the food. People go there for the place first. The second hang is the food.
Kudos to your PR team, by the way.
Yeah.
They do a really good job.
Yeah.
Give it all. Like, damn. They look at their Instagram channel and we are convinced that this is a kick-ass place.
Yeah.
But once they come here, to hold them back is when you need your product. First, yes, to drag them here, any customer, for them, it's all about the aesthetics first.
Yeah.
And first thing, we've clicked on the location, we've got a good location. Second thing is the aesthetics, we've got it right. Third thing is the food. I am not going to boast about our food. I'm not just mine, any restaurant industry or any restaurant, which will take 1, 2, 3 months to settle down and
food aspect.
Yeah, on the food aspect, on the service aspect. I mean, not just my property, I would say any restaurant which is opening, I would request people not to judge the restaurant until 3 months.
Yeah.
It's not easy. You like.
I think even you will review the people's feedback.
Exactly.
And then
we're going to remove a lot. We're going to add a lot. We're going to do a lot of changes, and the staff needs to get used to the table placements, the services, everything.
The work culture also.
Yeah, the work culture, everything. So when people directly start judging, oh, this place the service is bad, oh, this place the food is bad. I mean, it's going to take time, everything. Yeah. Like, the baby can't start walking right away.
Yeah.
It's going to take time. Yeah, so that way, we are going to get there. We are doing well, but I am not happy because I am someone who wants the best.
Yeah.
So we will get there, and I can assure you that the Bangalore crowd will give you the best by December end or January. Until then, like, you guys can come and enjoy the place. But after that, I'm going to give you the wow factor after that in the food and everything.
Okay, there's something big coming up.
This is not the end. He has not touched the peak. Still cherry on the cake.
And also, I don't want to come in a flash and go in a flash. I want to build this for like 5 years, 6 years. The product has to be set in a longer run. So I don't want to come like in a boom and be like, go away in 6 months like a nobody.
Yeah.
So I want to go slow and steady and like fix everything.
The brand building is the most important.
I want to understand what people want also. Now, for example, it's been like 1.5-2 months since we've opened. Already, like, whatever people have given the feedback, we are trying to implement those things on our food menu also in next 15 days. Reason being, they're asking for it. And I want to give what people ask for. I don't want to give because I love dim sums. I can eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Doesn't mean I should serve only dim sums.
Yeah.
That was my thinking before, but after meeting so many people, after talking to so many people, they want something else. I'll give you what you want. As long as you come and feel like home, that is my only thing. They should come here and feel like I get everything here.
This actually touched me when beginning you mentioned you are also a new player in this industry.
Yeah.
But it touched me when you are really accepting the fact that you are still learning, you want to be a good learner.
I mean, of course, that's how it's supposed to be. If I come and say that I know everything, I'm going to fail the next day morning.
Yeah.
That will not happen. Even the biggest players in this industry who have 10 outlets or whatever, they will still make mistakes.
Yeah.
But they will learn out of it. That's why they have 10 outlets. They have learned from the first one. That's why they have 10. There are so many players who are stuck to one.
Yeah.
Because they always think they know everything. They will always be there. Not just this industry, anywhere, like for that matter, education industry or political or anything you take for that matter, if you don't learn.
So you do have plans of scaling this out?
Of course. I mean, with the response what we've got and with people getting intimidated, I want to say bring it on.
So that's where my next question leads me to. So you said there's a new brand and you brought together a new brand new team. So how did you go about that? Like, it's when you start off a new project, you can't trust people, and then people, they don't read the yields as you thought they would. So it's a trial and error, or is there a mechanism?
No, it's a good question that you asked. I think you didn't read between the lines when I said bring it on. So when people, as you said, like people try to change things, what was the other thing? They cheat, cheat. That's exactly why I'm saying bring it on, because I've been cheated a lot in this entire process, especially from past 6 months.
Trust me, the students we get cheated on like in professionally everywhere.
At least 50%, I wouldn't say 100% of people who have worked with in this particular project, at least 50% of them, they've all tried to scam me. They've all tried to scam me by putting in their ideas, and also me being new in the industry.
No, they're giving you ideas to scam you.
Scam you.
Legendary, man.
See, and for me, I would have got excited at that point of time thinking this is something new.
Okay.
This is something Bangalore hasn't seen. And for me, I wanted to do something new which Bangalore hasn't seen.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we've done a live grill counter at Two Moons.
Okay.
There are four grill sections which no one has yet done it in Bangalore. Okay. Other than the 5-star properties, maybe none of the standalones has done it.
Okay.
But the idea, the person who gave me the idea has camped around 5 to 6 lakhs behind that. Okay, so I thought it was coming from a good intention, yeah. Like, you know, telling, oh, I'm giving you this idea. But for the setup itself.
That's where we all lose track.
And there is absolutely, like, you know, the ROI, what I'm going to get out of it, might take 3-4 years.
Yeah.
For the investment what I've done, yeah, even the break even. But when I heard the idea, I was excited and I said yes. So there are people who are gonna take advantage because you're the newcomer, and I mean, like, being a newcomer, even I get excited to new ideas. I want to open the restaurant soon. That pressure will be there on every owner thinking we have to open soon because the rentals will start, the salaries will start, the operation overheads will be higher if we don't open on time. All projects gets delayed, and when it gets delayed is when they take advantage.
Yeah.
Because we are in a hurry to finish things.
True.
Like, yeah, we are in a hurry to pick things, like, you know,
that's a natural human,
that's natural intention. So I wouldn't blame anyone, like, I would say that's how it is,
the world is like that.
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of people, I would rather say, there's a saying in Kannada, like, our bele beiskolodakke nam namatra bele taskodre, something like that. So like that yeah, so for them it's more like, you know, for them to make the name or for them to project that, okay, I am a part of this 1MG project, I'm a part of this Juliet. A lot of people have used the name. They've got mileage out of it, they've got other things out of it. But when it came to standing up for Juliet, none of them stood. It was only me fighting alone. And I'm still fighting alone. I don't mind. But they used Juliet to get whatever they wanted. And today, like, you know, they've got something out of it and they've walked out. So that's how it is.
Okay, Dezu, so can you tell us about how you plan to take things? Either is it slowly in the short term, you have short term goals, or is it like in the long term, you're going to plan out everything?
Especially with Two Moons and Juliet,
yeah.
Minx is something I want to focus on, a private club concept where you take the entire club and, like, you know, mm-hmm. you get the entire space, you need your privacy, you need only for your group.
Rent it out and
yeah, you take the entire space. So Minx is something I want to drive in that concept. Two Moons and Juliet is something I wanted to be a Two Moons especially I wanted to be a concept driven space, like a cocktail bar or a food driven space. Juliet is something everyone should know, okay, if I go here, this is how I'm supposed to dress up, this is the food I'm gonna get, this is the crowd I'm gonna see, and this is the people I'm gonna meet. It has to be a
party.
Yeah, it has to be a community driven space.
Yeah.
Two Moons and Juliet both, I want it to be a community driven space, like, where people be like, if I go there, I might meet this person.
Okay.
And I want them to make more memories here, just like how I made memories thinking this was my first brunch spot.
Mm. Yeah, just to give you, like, an insight, when he and I came last time, we were still young. So we had an expectation as to what sort of people would come. We were intimidated. So when we came here, the level of thinking, the people who came, the crowd, was just, you know, sophisticated in its own way.
Yeah.
And in a good way.
Yeah.
So we need that sort of exposure.
The intimidation was that.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
That's why we learned, and as you said, you achieved in a goal is what we're trying to say from the audience perspective.
A long way to go, but we are getting there. We'll get there.
No, just to put up a place like this, that's awful.
Thank you.
It's a huge deal.
Actually, one interesting question. Why did you make your Instagram private?
Why did I make my Instagram private? I mean,
I the Juliet page. That was private for a while.
Oh, so yeah. That was my first opening point, what I told you. People pumped in 11,500 fake followers in 1 hour.
Oh, sure.
And spoiled our algorithm. They didn't wanted us to get reach on stories and reels and all those things.
People actually do that.
We had to, I think, 1,800 followers in the first week, and our story reach was around 1,200 to 1,250.
Okay.
Once they pumped in 11,500 fake followers in 1 hour, the next story, whatever we posted, our reach went down to 250. So our entire story views got cut down. So people were not knowing what was happening on Juliet.
Yeah.
Literally, one of my very close friend, like, he had to sit down for 3 days and remove that 11,500 fake followers. He had to see everyone's profile. Obviously, we didn't want to remove the genuine followers also.
Yeah.
We had to remove the 11,500 followers And our reels, which was getting around 54,000, 60,000 views without any boosting, dropped down to like 1,500 views or like 2,000 views. The algorithm completely got spoiled.
That's a mind shatter.
So yeah. That's when we made it private for a while. So
Until you got it.
Actually, what happened? Again, we removed all the fake followers. After 5 or 6 days, again we started getting that fake followers. We had around 300, 400 fake followers in like 10, 20 minutes. We realized someone is pumping in again. So we made it private to stop that, so that we don't have to go back and unfollow everyone. So private, that means we were getting requests and we were rejecting it rather than like them following it.
That's how we came in. Yeah. Private.
Yeah.
That was one question I had to get my answer to. Now that's off my mind.
This happened in like first week of the operations itself.
So any concluding remarks?
Nah, nothing for now. People, like, I would just request you, like, give us some time. We are learning and we are gonna give you the best product, like, for sure, where you can come over and over again. And we are not in hurry. One thing is for sure, this is gonna be like a home to you. We are gonna set the product in such a way that you're gonna feel like home and comfortable coming here every week, on a weekday or a weekend. I don't want to drive this as a weekend space. I want this to be a Monday to Sunday space. Like, I want you to come whenever you feel like.
That's
what I'm focusing. That's what we'll get there also.
So, love you. Enjoy today's episode.
Oh, definitely. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
So young, and you guys are like doing something new and different. And I'm really sorry that I, like, you know, I had to postpone a couple of times. But I'm glad I did this with you guys. Thank you so much.
We are glad for this.
Thank you.
Okay, I think it's time to end.
And this is Ishwar Asha behind the mic. We'll be seeing you all very soon.